to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Reawakening exclusively on Republic Broadcasting Network, where we have the best sponsors. And let me tell you, dudes, the date is 7-3-2-1. Lift off! Lift off to freedom. Lift off to liberty. I hate every false way, and that's why I open with the Swedish sausage fingers shredding lettuce, shredding cheese, shredding guitar strings. A good read is Relentless, which is the title of Yngwie, Yngwie, Johan, That's with a J, Malmsteen. And he puts the J in there so that you can tell him from the other Yngwie Malmsteens in the rock and roll world, where it's so much fun because we do our homework. You know, we shred the lettuce and the cheese before we make the shredded beef, deep-fried, crispy taco. It's been such an amazing week. There are so many Karens out there, and they think, well, they don't think. That's the problem. So I have a super stellar guest today. We're going to, in a perfect world, I'd be doing this from a horse trailer or a pickup truck and a wireline landline. In a perfect world, we were going to be training at Front Sight this weekend. We were going to be hanging out with the good Dr. Piazza. But no, because things got crazy and went sideways. And I hate every false way, especially when it's a sideway distractor or detractor. Because as soon as someone interferes with your focus and your plan and your goal, and as they take your eyes off the prize, you're toast. And so I'm here to restore, to reawaken. And hopefully with a little good church discipline, you know, the worst issues I ever had, you know, kind of being new to that is I didn't know that I couldn't wear pants up on the platform. And I was like, but dude, what about like the missionaries and the snakes and the bugs and the, you know, we cover so many cool things on the show. Shock cure for snake bite. And, you know, those missionaries out there in the African bush, they've got pants on underneath those beautiful skirts. Okay? So, yeah, we're here to teach. I'm the teacher. Doctor means teacher. DRS, Dr. Sutterfield, is on the line.
Oh,
and I'm so inspired by the whole dome home thing and Front Sight and all kinds of other stuff. I was like, wow, how far is the monolithic, rhymes with terrific, Dome Institute, the college, the school, how far is Italy, Texas, from around a rock, Texas, Dan Sutterfield?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's just about 35, 40 miles south of Dallas-Fort Worth, the Monolithic Dome Institute, where they train people how to build them. So I'm not that familiar with Texas. Somebody there at the station ought to know.
I think it'll take a day and a half or so to drive across, but I'm kind of looking at my little grade school map up here, and yeah. Be ready to do lots of taking in the scenery. And I wanted you to talk about your you've done 17 stellar creations there from the ground up, and
I
was wondering how that might fare in a permafrost situation or not so permafrost situation, maybe at the North Pole, perhaps at the South Pole. And talk about that disappearing dome, if you would, that story.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn it over to Dan. I'm going to give him the floor. He's got his tap dancing shoes on, and go get him, Dan, and thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Well, your first question, how would it work on permafrost? The building would have to be totally isolated thermally from the ground. And permafrost is permanently frozen, gosh, I don't know how deep, 10 or 12 feet deep maybe. Well, it's permanently frozen. It doesn't even thaw out in the summertime. So I don't know if you can actually put in a footing that's deep enough. I'm not that familiar with construction in that part of the world. But if you would isolate the building with insulation from the permafrost, then it would just set on top. And the heat that's in the building wouldn't migrate through and cause any melting underneath it or settling. I'm sure it could be done. They built a number of these relatively small ones to house the people on the Iditarod, I think that's the way it's pronounced, Iditarod dog sled races up in Alaska. That's a really grueling race. I don't know all the details on that either, but I know the guy that built the majority of those, if not all of them. And I don't know how many that amounted to, but it was quite a few. He would build them, and they were relatively small, like 10, 12, 15, I'm not sure exactly, but they were relatively small, super insulated, and he would build them and then transport them out to various locations along that dog sled route. I would think that those would just set on top, and I don't believe that part of Alaska's got permafrost, but I could be wrong there. Maybe somebody out there is listening could feed us some information on that. I'm just not that familiar with Alaska. So, yeah, you could do that. Actually, we built a number of them with a shallow footing system, and then where the footing, we actually put the footing right on top of the ground because it's a fairly heavy building, and so that the footing would be protected from frost, even in, well, I built some in northern Missouri and one in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, the biggest one, the Disappearing Dome you're talking about, which the name kind of throws you. I'll explain that in a minute. But we did put the footing virtually right on top of the ground, and they've got a four-foot frost line up there. And then we insulated out from the footing with spray, closed-cell spray foam. We insulated out about 5 foot all the way around the dome. So that kept the frost from penetrating and getting underneath the footing and causing a heaving problem. And that was approved by the building inspectors up there in Wisconsin, and they're quite adamant about doing things right, so we didn't obviously argue with them. We wanted to do it right, too. So it had to be inspected a number of times. We could kind of transition right into that, I guess. That was the biggest one I ever built. It was 2 miles south of Manitowoc, Wisconsin, right on the shore of Lake Michigan. I believe it's Michigan. And you can actually find that on Google Earth. If you'll just go to your Google Earth and very slowly scan down and figure out about 2 miles south, you'll see this perfectly round white. It looks white. It's actually a real light sky blue building, and there's a circular driveway that comes off of the main road. It's a driveway that comes off the road, and then when it gets up near the house, they make a circle, not around the house, but right before the driveway gets to the house. They put a circle at the end of it, so it's a pretty obvious driveway. So you can find that on Google Earth, and I hear the airplane pilots use that as a kind of a reckoning point. I don't know how that all works. I'm not a pilot. But anyway, that was the biggest one I built. It was 55 foot in diameter, 41 feet tall, 3 stories, and the exterior walls had 77 cubic yards of shotcrete in it. And that's extremely high density concrete. I think it was 8 sacks per cubic yard, where standard concrete, like if you wanted a good strong driveway, you'd buy concrete that was 6 sacks of cement per cubic yard. So this was quite rich. It had some various additives in it that would make it shoot easier. If there's anything in the world that doesn't want to be pumped, it's concrete. And but we, you know, you got the right equipment, you can do it, and the right experience. So anyway, we put that up, and the day we inflated that airform was the day they hit the Twin Towers. Not the Twin Towers, 9/11. So that was pretty exciting. Gasoline jumped up to about $5 a gallon by the time the day was over. And we just kept building, hoping everything would hold together, and it did. We built it for the people that owned the Natural Ovens Bakery up there in Manitowoc, which was some of the best bread in the world. The FDA tried to make them take the word bread off the wrapper. They took them to court a few times, and they won every time. They said it was too nutritious to be called bread.
Oh, yeah. No, it's thanks for pointing that out. And the creeps, I don't know which creeps they were, one of the alphabet agencies, a bunch of creepy, I'll call them, you know, I think they were maybe a man or a woman or who knows what came out of the oven there. And they raided a little bakery in Minnesota, and they're like, "You're putting marijuana in the the bread, you know, and it's like they're using hemp seed, people. Read the government patent. Dr. Adams, 1942. You know, look up the patent number and get a clue. And, you know, thank you so much, Dan, for pointing these things out. And that would be great to make, you know, to make one look like a Panatone or something, you know, and you can get super...
Oh, it can be done. All you got to do is just create an air form. That's a real heavy piece of fabric that's been impregnated with PVC. So it's almost like life raft quality material. And they pattern it, cut it out, heat weld it together, attach it to the footing, and inflate it under about 2 inches of water column pressure. And that creates the shape of the building. So it could be done. The same people that that make the Macy's Day parades, they've got more than enough talent. And then the place down in Italy, Texas, they make air forms also. So it's not a cheap process, that particular part of it, but they can make a myriad of shapes, and they have, actually.
Yeah, and like your investment quality roof is typically steel, there are now steel shingles available.
Oh, yeah.
And steel siding. And can you talk a little bit about the compare and contrast the Echo Shell? And I was thinking I'd love to put some of those on a semi and have my own little semi-retirement home on wheels.
Actually, a good friend of mine that lived in Minnesota, he was building those. They were transportable. They looked like a big loaf of bread without that muffin top on it. And he built a number of those and had them shipped around the country. It wasn't an echo. An eco shell is what Monolithic Dome calls their monolithic dome, but it's called an eco shell because they just differentiated. The eco shell is not insulated. There's no foam on the outside. So that's the main difference in the eco shell and the traditional monolithic dome. The traditional monolithic dome, you attach the air form to the footing, you inflate it, you gain access inside through an airlock and a tube of fabric that's attached to the side of the dome where you're going to have an opening later anyway. And you, when you go in, you block in where you want your doors and windows with wood forms without cutting a hole in the air form, of course, because you want that inflation to support everything. And once you get the windows and doors blocked in, then you come in with an industrial foam spraying equipment, and you spray a minimum of 3 inches of closed-cell polyurethane foam, which is, to my knowledge, the best insulation in the world for house temperatures. It's just phenomenal. All these new ice chests you see out there that are guaranteed to hold ice for 7 days, I mean, you can't leave the lid open a lot, but you can put a 25-pound block of ice in there, and 7 days later, if you're judicious, that ice will still be keeping it cold. The only thing that makes those ice chests really unique is the shell. I mean, the outside and the inside of the box. The insulation is closed cell foam, and that's been around for 25, 30 years. Initially, it was more expensive than most people wanted to pay. And also, initially, there were some problems with some outgassing, but they took the bad stuff out, so it doesn't outgas anything negative now, and so you don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, those new ice chests are incredible. I can't think of the name of them right now. There's a number of brands out there.
There are a whole bunch of different name brands, but what's beautiful, and we'll go ahead and skip this break, and we'll just keep on talking here, Sam, and thank you for that. What's really neat, too, is... I have been a raw milk dealer. I've been a dairy dealer for like a number of years. And the beautiful inventions of man. And my neighbor was checking me out one day, and he's like, dude, you are so gangster. You've got like Ferraris and race cars and Audis and Alfa Romeos and, you know, all these people coming to meet you in suits, and then you got the mom and dad in the Volkswagen bus with all these people, and he's like, what is it? I'm all, dude, it's the raw milk secret. You know, they're coming to get healthy stuff. And
yep.
These were in the desert, and they would make their own using the crack filler spray foam stuff and make their own super coolers. And it was pretty stellar to get to be a part of that and observe it and just, you know, my wisdom dwell with prudence and seek out knowledge of witty invention. And maybe we are going to break. I'll look on the other side here.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Thank you.
do. Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, with a little Dr. Dr. Please, and a happy birthday to James up in the wonderful land of Canada. And we're covering a bunch of cool topics. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. And make sure that only decent people, that this wisdom and knowledge gets into their eyes and ears and their brains. So a bunch of cool, inventive type of men that are good teachers would make their own super-duper triple, double-insulated cooler and use that spray, that crack, film a crack in, you know, that spray foam stuff, and make their own coolers. And it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And we'll be getting back to Dan in a second. And I was thinking, if you're having band practice in your monolithic dome, and you have to be on your best behavior because your parents can't tell you to go stand in the corner very easily, so it's just basically go to your room. And you don't have to worry about a bunch of kids setting up a band in your pool and skateboarding in it and bicycle motocrossing up on it because, well, they just can't yet, but they'll probably find a way. And now back to Dan Sutterfield, DRS. The terrific, monolithic, extraordinaire, and other great things that you can learn right here. So listen up, pay attention, write it down.
Okay, Kelly, that that spot that Mr. Stapmiller did right before while we were on break about are you really ready? I hope people are listening to that. That's another topic maybe we'll get into later. But I got on Frontsight's website before we started, and I just scrolling down to look at something new, and I found a statement that I know I had read before, but it seems more pertinent now than ever. And this is directly from Dr. Piazza, the guy that owns Frontsight. He says, if your experience at Frontsight does not exceed your expectations, I will pay for your training. You have my personal guarantee. That's in writing on the website, and you don't see stuff like that very often. In other words, if you would have stumbled on the Frontsight website and thought, you know, I think I don't want to be a member, but I just want to take one class just to see what it's like. Well, you can do that. You got to fill out the paperwork and stuff. Cost you nothing, and you got to pay $2,000 for a 4-day class if you're not a member. And so, let's say at the end of your 4-day class. And I don't think they would grill you, but if you throw a fit or whatever and say, this ain't worth it, I can't believe I paid this, blah, 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 Dr. Piazza puts his guarantee in writing that if you don't think your experience at Frontsight exceeded your expectations, you'll give your money back. That's unheard of today, pretty much, I think. So that's the kind of guy he is. We've been trying to remind people and get them to donate to the radio station now. July 10th, midnight, will be 180 days. We ran two fundraisers back-to-back. Each one of them was 90 days long. Dr. Piazza gave us those time slots, time frames. And to be perfectly honest, we haven't had an overwhelming response to that, unfortunately. I can't understand why.
Yeah, and it's okay, and I'm going to cut in here, and I'm
sure.
Going to admonish people right now that you gotta wake up and smell it. It's the tyranny is here. You need to get the training. Be on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
take you far away. You'll be like a holiday. Let me take you far away. You'll be like a holiday. Exchange the cold days for the sun.
Perspective, as in from the Scandinavian countries, from the North Pole, Germany, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, That's the southernmost place. That's like the Florida of the Scandinavian countries, okay? And their perspective is, we got to come to Florida so we can get sun 24/7 because, you know, we've got like clouds and we don't see the sunrise for so many days. And that's harsh, okay? So when the little vegans and the little soy people come and say, I saw you talking to us, to so-and-so. Are you a raw food vegan? I'm like, no. I come from where we got to get, like, reindeer milk and cheese and butter and cream and, you know, where it's dark for so many months out of the year. And I can grow mushrooms and, you know, it was too funny. So anyway, yeah, that's why we kipper and smoke and, you know, we smoke our fish because we, you know, we can't grow tobacco. So we smoke our fish and stuff. And, and so, yeah, I'm real serious about my fun because I did my homework. I studied. I had to pull all-nighters. It's like, you know, no more than two per week and not back-to-back. And typically now they're spent reading and writing and praying for that the idiots would be sealed and, you know, shut down and that the truth would be proclaimed from the housetops. So, yeah, that's what we do here at RBN. And thank you for those of you that support it and those of you that don't or haven't. I'm pointing fingers of shame at you, and like all 10 of them, boom, are at you right now. So get some envelopes. Get this address going. Remember Zodis and Gemco and Layaway and cool things back in the day with your privacy where you could write a check. And just to set a good example and be a support source for you folks, for a good man, good woman, and I went to America First Credit Union because the debit card is evil and all that crap. And so I just politely asked them, just cut it up, get rid of it. I'm not dealing with it because it's more trouble than it's worth, and I don't want to be near it or deal with it. So, you know, you can do this. Get your envelope and address it to DRS, you know, Dr. Sutterfield. And this is going to go to this mailing address. And it coincides with 16780 CR, capital C, capital R. And then it is 8180. And then it is going to be, I'll say it again, 16780 CR 8180. It is Newburg, not like iceberg, but like Newburg. And I believe it's B-U-R-G.
Correct.
B-U-R-G. And it's in Missouri. You can say it how you like. You'll find one way that suits you. And beautiful place. They'll treat you so many different ways, you'll like one of them, what the good man will tell you. And that's 6550 for the zip code. And just get yourself a little stack of envelopes, do your own little layaway, check out the 4-hour work week, and don't get in your own way. Pursue the excellence that you were created to do. You know, tutor those that aren't getting it because the other people aren't teaching it right. You know, step up to the plate. Doctor, please step up to the plate. And I'm like, unfortunately, I'm the one that gets to wake you out of the coma, and I got to come back from the dead to tell you this, and I got Lazarus beat by a day. Okay, I was only out for 3 days. Okay. And that's a whole nother chapter, book, episode. And so, yeah, I'm still looking for somebody who's bondable to do 15 minutes a week on the computer. So you can title this cool show and others. And we're talking about a really amazing structure that is super investment quality. And people are snatching up, or should I say, corporations are snatching up entire neighborhoods for cash and trying to turn we the people into renters. And we all know what DJ wrote and said, and doesn't need to be repeated here, but in your home it does. When you wake up, when you go to sleep, in the midday, when you go out, when you come back in, and you thank God that your trip was successful, because, you know, people are having trouble putting a tire on properly when it's written in 6 languages, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 languages. This side out. You have to check everything, have a witness there with you. Don't go to the doctor alone. Write it down. Get some 3x5s or 5x8 flashcards. I mean, I filled probably a pallet with flashcards for every topic subject so that I learned it so I could teach it and have something to trade with your fellow man. And speaking of fellow man, there is no fairer fellow man than Dan. Get him, Dan.
Oh, my. Hard to live up to. Well, where were we, Kelly? Where do you want to go next?
I was coming up with the idea of, like, a porta dome and, you know, the rolling dome and the tiny dome and using, you know, it's so cool. The urethane, like when that skateboard wheel came out, it was epic. It changed everything.
Yeah, and, it was tough.
And empty pools were just paradise, you know, for skater kids. And we even got a skateboard park at Huntington Beach High School. Eventually, they're like, well, yeah, we should just build a skateboard park here. And then these little brats aren't going to be jibbing on every curb and handrail and every kind of obstacle that they can find. I mean, those are like, you know, hey, kid, check this out. Look what I can do. Because you know how boys are. They're like little, they're young cavemen in a perfect world, you know, and they're free to do their stuff, and there's an appropriate place for that. And when you work hard and get your chores done, if there's anything left and you want to play, that's cool. But, you know, it takes a lot of good guidance and direction. And so we were covering the entire state of Texas and Italy's proximity to Round Rock, and it would be so great to do a little tour down there, the little star tour, you know, like drop down.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. I don't know how far. Well, Round Rock is a suburb of Austin, right?
I think so. Yeah,
right.
I haven't been there in like 21 years, but
yeah,
I'm
it's
telling
right
you,
next to Austin.
Italy,
Texas is about 35 miles south of Dallas-Fort Worth. So how close Dallas is to Austin, I just don't know. I just haven't looked that up.
Oh, it's cool. It's a good stretch.
No, he said 2 hours. He chimed in there.
Wow, sweet. Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate having a great producer. And this is just the facts. We don't do hearsay. We don't he said, she said, her, she said. You know, we don't hearsay within hearsay. We're just stating the facts because that's all we have time for. I'm sort of like a Seventh-day Adventist preacher where I got 1 hour on Saturday, and the rest is up to you to govern yourselves accordingly. And we're just talking about the coolest thing, this dome, this, I'm going to ask Dan about there's a shotcrete fence. And when I'm out in town and I see the concrete construction dude getting gas too, I'm like, hey, do you guys do, you know, these walls and fences? And I was thinking, like when we were kids, we'd build our own half pipe, you know, umpteen feet high and out of just like boards and wood. And how much better and perfect it would be to have your own personal half pipe and super skate park that you were able to build with the shotcrete. And, you know, it's so inspiring when you get around a good man like Dan Sutterfield. And people, take advantage of it. Do it now. Get the training. The only drawbacks to Front Sight were people not honoring the do not videotape policy. So bring a camera, bring a tripod, bring your own, you know, still photos, and, you know, do, like, do your, just do your diligence. Don't be focusing on a stupid screen and a radiating device on the range. They should be totally prohibited. My range master never had a screen sickness problem, not even for 1 second, all 4 days. 11 hours, 10 hours, 9 hours, 8 hours. This is better. This is the fourth highest level of training at Front Sight that you can get in the world. You know, U.S. Air Marshals, Women Army Corps, you want to go train with these people for sure. That would be an honor. That would be a privilege. A United States Marshal, a federal, yeah, boing, that's pretty cool. I want several of those. I need several of those if I ever were to fly, or I'll just go with my own private pilot, my own little plane. And it was so cool. I got to start the day hearing jets take off, and I just love the sound of jets in the morning, little jets and little truckie there. And then gigantic jets in Reno, Carson area, and it was a super adventure yesterday. Unfortunately, a bunch of places were closed early, or, you know, like, people couldn't get ice cream, I heard, over in Missouri, and that's super critical, okay? Like, you can't get ice cream on a Friday. Things are wrong in the world, people. And so just make your own, get dialed in, know what's good for you, and pursue it with all your might. You know, go for the goat's milk. It's not bad. If that's what's for you, check it out. Like, I don't do goat, pork, turkey, buffalo, but whatever. Like, every individual is specifically, scientifically individual, and you need to go to a real doctor that you're going to hold accountable for that. And, yeah, check it out. I was like, what do you mean no coffee? Okay, I'll set the example. That was 2009. Thank you for drive-through, please. And, yeah, we're not playing around. We're doing the real stuff here. And I'm just grateful to have Dan, who is experienced in this, who is a builder, who is a planner, who set the goal, who got it done. And this is really incredible. And so there's an actual journal of the Monolithic Dome Institute, and it is, this is a cool special edition because I'm special and Dan sent me a special edition, which is perfect. And so the journal is called Round Up, all one word, because it is round and it's pointing up, and it's so amazing what you can do with this to adapt it to your specific needs. You can partially cover them with earth. You can totally cover them with earth. You can put them up on a mountaintop. You can put your ice rink in there, your skating rink, your basketball court. That was incredible. And you're actually being played back on a loop on RBN. For those who missed it, somebody needs to burn that onto CD or DVD, put it in a data format, and you can put a lot more words on the CD, apparently. And, you know, produce those, print them. Keep burning the CDs. Keep your printer and your copier running. Keep sending faxes and get it done. If you sit on your constantly expanding derriere, you're not going to have the roundup that you deserve. You're going to be round down and with a frown. So get up, get her done. And what a fascinating thing. I mean, this is beautiful. There's a Pueblo home rendering from a commercial feasibility study. See, the monolithic domes actually put the stud in study, okay? You know, that's like construction humor. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. I owe you big time for that laughter there. So this is a beautiful study for a monolithic dome home subdivision. And please note that free evaluations are done on a time available basis. The home feasibility study includes a simple preliminary floor plan without elevations or renderings. And you know what's really cool? We design and you elevate was the title of that article. And then there's like, here we go, a hockey rink. Oh, yeah, living the dream. So we'll see you on the other side of this break. This is a Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly, and your super special host, Dan Sutterfield, our sponsor. See you on the other side of this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Didn't eat it, and I was able to sort of like you know, guide him toward the front door and set it free. You know, bugs, you're dead. Spiders, you're dead. But little baddies, little things with the breath of life in it, it was so cute, like his little face and stuff, and I just was able to, like, swoop him up to the, get him out the front door, and so he could live happily ever after before he became lunch of one of the kitties, because, like, you don't do that. That's not an indoor toy. You get that out right now. Who's your auntie now? So we're joined by Dan Sutterfield, and I just also wanted to comment on that last sponsor, supporter, advertiser, too, Jimmy. Check him out. He knows all of his stuff, and we've been able to exchange wisdom and knowledge, and he's a great teacher, too. Don't get booted out of your property. Figure it out. And pardon me, back to Dan to finish out the, we've covered the grand jury reawakening. Hopefully we can fill in for the great national intel report and cover these in depth. And Dan is a great storyteller and a really good interview, and this is great practice. And I got Jerry Day interested in, and he produces really stellar video productions. And maybe we can take a trip down there, take a trip to FrontSight, and get down there, get trained right now. Put your $100 in, whatever you have, put it on layaway, do it now. Stop right there, whatever you're doing, and do it now. Secure, defend, protect what you love. What is your bundle of joy? What is your property? Protect it, secure it, defend it. I don't ever have to want to have to say stop or I'll shoot. But if I do and it doesn't, it's going to stop right there because it's going to get a controlled pair to the chest. And if that doesn't take it out, it's going to get a head shot that has to be perfect. You can't goof it up. It has to be perfect. It's about the size and shape of a smartphone. So I'm going to be taping yours up to that target. If you bring it, don't bring it. Leave it way far away in the public parking lot, 2 blocks away. Okay. All right, back to Dan to round us out, round up, and we'll hopefully catch you on the other side. And thank you again.
Yeah, take advantage of this front sight thing, folks. You can pass it on indefinitely. It can be a legacy that you started, and that's quite a feeling, let me tell you. So give me a ring. I'll be glad to answer any questions. Thank you, folks, for listening.
Yeah, the people that couldn't say no, 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 lost everything. Don't be that loser. Don't lose it. Keep it today. Yeah.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to